Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with an astrological download for May 25th and the week ahead. Well, folks, it looks like summer 2024 could start with a bang. Have you all settled down from Thursday's full moon in Scorpio? Well, that was a doozy. Now, in Asia, it's celebrated as the thrice-blessed full moon because it's under this Scorpio full moon that the Buddha was born, became enlightened, and went to Nirvana, otherwise known as death without rebirth. Now, for the rest of us, that full moon may have been a little rocky, to say the least. Scorpio is ruled by Mars and famously rules sex, death, transformation, income from other people, and scandals. Yeah, transformation, after all, that's what happens when you go through that kind of a blender, like going to jail, getting divorced, falling helplessly in love, or, well, maybe becoming enlightened. Now, the energies of a Scorpio full moon are often intense and at times unfathomable. Yeah, unfathomable is a perfect word because the emotional depth seems to go on and on and on. And if you didn't know it, the word lunatic originated in London, where nurses observed people in mental asylums going off the rails. Oh, and that institution was named Bedlam, another word to describe insanity. Now, in your personal birth chart, the house or realm of experience where Scorpio is located indicates the habitual home of your most turbulent emotions. For example, maybe there seems to be nothing you can do to get along with your mother or one of your kids, a partner, a boss, or even keeping bees. Now, if you experience the full moon in a more positive way, it's likely that you got a real dose of clarity and purification. Yeah, purification. Scorpio's like that, especially purification by fire. It's one way to get rid of all the emotions or stuff that you've collected. Now, the aftermath of that full moon may resonate for a few weeks because there are some tense planetary aspects forming. Today, for example, the moon is in Sagittarius, a mutable fire sign. A Sag moon is usually an optimistic energy brimming with positive vibes. However, its ruler Jupiter is close to Venus, and that's not a good thing. When two planets, and these are very different in their energy patterns, are that close, neither one can express their energies properly. It's like you're driving somewhere with someone that you don't really like. They have their agenda talking about what they talk about, and you just want to listen to the radio. So the day's mood may feel like there's a lack of direction or focus. Now, adding to that, Pluto, the god of the underworld, is forming an exact trine to Venus, the god of love. That intensifies the energies of Venus and can prompt challenges, confrontations, awkward conversations leading to an end in relationships or a new beginning. Now, in the realm of personal relationships, home decorating, art, creativity, and personal finance, you'll feel this energy manifest. If you are in a relationship, new or long-standing, you may be swept up in a new sense of where the relationship is, why it exists, and where it's going. And then remember the eclipse on April 8th? The place where it occurred forms like a celestial pothole in the sky. And when a planet transits over that pothole, something happens. Well, guess what? Mars is going to be there on Monday and Tuesday, and that could signify some kind of Martian event, something explosive. Well, we'll know what happened on Tuesday for sure. Now, the week ends with Mars crossing the karmic knot between Pisces and Aries, between water and fire. It's like after this potential cataclysmic Mars disruption, Mars gets lost for a while, not knowing what to do next. Oh, dear. And then there's a celestial pileup and the five planets that are transiting Taurus. There's so much Taurus energy, we could see the beginnings of another baby boom. Taurus loves to create, and with Uranus, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and the Sun there, creativity, romance, and love will take off. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill. or streaming around the globe at weru.org. And remember the celestial cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person that rules their stars, a fool that is ruled by them. That's it for now. Enjoy the day and enjoy the official start of summer 2024. Over and out.